This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we discuss the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I am your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Priya Krishnan, founder and CEO, Clay. Clay, or Kids Learning and You, are a set of prep schools and daycare chains. It was set up in 2011 and its first center opened up in Bengaluru. 8 years later, it has more than 8,500 children across 150 centers under its care. Now, whenever a child's education is concerned, parents want to send their children to the best schools. Now, preschools have also been added to that list since parents want a strong foundation to be built. Let's hear more from Priya on how parents could navigate this path. Hi and welcome to the show, Priya.
Thank you for having me here.
Now, a lot of parents often are confused about whether or not to leave an infant at the daycare facility. Now, both parents are usually working and, you know, they have busy lives. But what do you think should be the approach?
So, the approach is that if you don't have credible alternate care, which, you know, you can trust in its entirety, then of course you should look at something like a professional childcare. If you have grandparents at home, that's the best option. But most urban cities, you don't have that as an option. So in which case, why I would say look at a childcare is not only is there a more transparent, accountable service that is available to you, but the child is interacting with other kids, is socializing a lot more, and is, you know, getting really quality input in what are formative years for a child, which is 0 to 5.
Okay. Now, you know, after daycare comes the whole preschool bit, and there is always a lot of confusion over which preschool to choose for a child and what not. What are some of the factors that you would think that parents should keep in mind?
So, we don't see daycare and preschool as delineated, right? So, the whole space is really early childhood education and care, and this is, you know, a child's brain develops up to 90% by the age of 5. So technically you can't, and you know, because the child's not communicating, you believe the child's not learning. But the reality is the child's learning even as early as from within the mom's womb. So from a child care, which is what we term it as, which is daycare and preschool perspective, a few things that parents should look at. One is health and safety, you know, how safe is the place? Does it have adequate safety measures, etc.? Not only physical safety, but emotional safety of the place. So, you know, do the adults there look happy? And do they look like they are coming to work in a happy way? Because the adult being happy means that the child is happy.
True.
Second is in terms of hygiene. Mm-hmm. And then the third is very important, which is in terms of the quality of input that the carers are. So simple things like, you know, even if the carer is singing while she's doing a diaper change, there is a interaction that's taking place with the child and the child's neurons are getting triggered. True. So all of that should be something that parents study. In terms of saying, you know, what is the environment stimulating for the child, and that's the most important.
Okay. But, you know, when it comes to preschools in particular, there are a lot of these organized players that also operate in the market. Since a lot of them also tend to come at a cheaper, you know, price point, would you think parents should look at those, or what do you think is the...
So, actually, I think, you know, parents look at quality, distance, and then price in that order when it comes to something. A child technically is the most important asset in a household.
True.
They really want to make sure that they're getting the best for them. I wouldn't say cheap versus, you know, expensive. The business is very straightforward. You look at preschools as if you look at them as a space where you know, parents are looking at. It's really a function of how much space the child is getting and what is the qualification and the cost of the teacher, which will determine the price.
Mm-hmm.
So I would still say that, you know, if the place looks happy and is stimulating for the child, cost should be a secondary criteria to that.
Mm-hmm. You know, you were earlier mentioning about how happy the adults are also at the workplace. Since Clay also has a lot of these teacher training programs, could you tell us a little more about them?
So I think the you know, the emotional health of the adult around children is now being spoken about a lot more. Our teacher training programs really focus on saying, how do you, as children, when we learned, you know, somebody told you to color a mountain, you would color it brown.
Yeah.
You know, if you colored it pink, nobody asked you, why did you color it pink? They would say, color it brown.
Mm.
Okay? So there's a lot of unlearning that we have to do with teachers saying, how do you, Why don't you ask the child what the child is thinking before you dictate how it should be colored, right? And that process is what we focus on, which is to say, how do we make the child a curious, lifelong learner? As against teaching, can we get the child to be motivated to learn? And for that, the teacher has to be an open-minded person.
True.
And so getting her from a closed-minded framework to an open-minded framework is really critical.
So all teachers at CLEA go through this program?
Yes. And we are now, we've opened up teacher training for non-CLEA staff as well. So as of June this year, we've asked, you know, we've really launched our teacher training program, and teachers who are not with us as well can get trained.
Okay. Now, you know, these days we also see a lot of parents becoming more aware of special needs of their children as well. So how does a parent identify, say, some of these early needs, and how would, say, someone like a CLEA help them in doing that?
So special needs in the early years, intervention, if you intervene early, you intervene often, you know, you get a lot of success. Catching developmental delays and special needs is actually a very broad spectrum. So something as simple as a pencil grip also qualifies as a special educational need, right? There are assessment frameworks, but there are enough milestone trackers. So, you know, even there is so much material on the internet. So even something as simple as a parenting platform will tell you that at 6 months, what should be the milestones of your child, and are your children tracking to it? The one thing I would us, so we have two ends of the spectrum as far as parents are concerned. You have parents who are incredibly paranoid, saying, oh, it said my child should sit up and my child isn't sitting up, so my child has a special need. Versus another one who's completely in denial, saying, oh, everyone in my family is absolutely normal. There is no way my child has a special need. Point is just, you know, I don't think either ends is appropriate. It's really about saying, if you see a developmental delay, read up on it, and the sooner you feel there is an issue, the sooner you consult a pediatrician or a, you know, a health therapist, and that helps overall in intervention. As far as CLEA is concerned, we've included special needs into our program, and we're doing that systemically across centers. We've started off in Gurgaon, and now we're launching in Bangalore and then in Hyderabad, and we're hoping that for working parents with children who have special educational needs, that we're able to provide everything under one roof.
Okay. A lot of counseling also goes for the parents as well?
Yes, without a doubt. I think, you know, urban parenting is a very lonely journey. So a lot of it is about just giving the parent reassurance, because that emotional health of the adult at home also has to be, you know, equally strong as for the child to be growing in an appropriate way.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you so much, Priya, for your insights. I'm sure this would have a lot of useful tips for a lot of expectant mothers as well as new parents. Over the next few weeks, we will have multiple such podcasts catering to relevant topics in the education sector. That's all for now. If you listeners have any queries, contact us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.